Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net, April 17. I just wanted to go over an interesting topic that was sent to me by somebody out of France. They know who they are, thanks to them. Very interesting topic here. It's a subreddit found on Quant, and the title is Thoughts on the Future of Quant. What do your guys' thinks, thoughts on demand for quants 5 to 10 years from now? Thought I'd go and respond to every single comment here. Some of them are intelligent, some are not, but some of them are funny, like this one. Every quant investment broker CEO in general will be fired and replaced by ChatGPT. Even GPT will be replaced by GPT. It's a rough world out there. Follow-up articles, and the banker will be replaced a lot sooner than the janitor, most likely due to, well, CBDCs. Just so you know, CBDCs are now being second phase introduced in New Zealand, so that is coming. Yeah, I think playing around with both ChatGPT and the latest iteration of Google Gemini has been mind-blowingly beneficial if you're on the other side in a career and a job. Doesn't matter what senior level you're at. I think both AI, LLMs, language library models, they got that large language models. Yeah, they're going to replace a lot of things, and they're getting better and better. In terms of quant, I have to really play around with it a lot. I think it's going to be very hard to find edge with them. Can't really say right now, but if you're on the one side where you use AI to benefit your creating ideas and implementations, yes, AI will be very beneficial for you. Another comment was, we'll be dominated by a handful with PhD in statistics and physics, just like it is currently. All the rest will be just noise and brain dead work. Somebody who is not absolutely, I'm not going to say it, needs to do it again and again, just like how it is now. I'm highly regarded, but highly profitable. Will I survive? If you're fairly profitable based upon your own ingenuity, I see no reason why that would stop. There was an article I did see regarding trading edge, and a lot of the firms, they call it Chicago arrogance, because there's a lot of trading shops, probably including HFT shops, hoarding their trading research, their trading ideas, thinking that that edge will stay with them, because the more people that find out about it, the more crowded the trading idea becomes, and they get crowded out and lose their edge. So as a result, those secrets don't come out. But with the AI, how it's evolving, I think a lot of that AI will eventually make the markets more efficient. So there'll be less edge for a lot of people as the AI gets better. AI is generated to generate not just the trading ideas, but also the actual trading itself. I think we're already there. So following up after that, somebody asked, so is it over for math PhDs? And it's true what this guy says. Math PhDs typically do the best work where I work, which I'm gonna assume is in a large trading firm, probably secretive as well. I was wondering if a PhD in probability would be useful here. I'm debating between a stats and a probability PhD route and want to go into the quant rule. I can't really say. It sounds like it's a young person's game. But when you look at the state of the IT field, namely in the software development, software engineering field, a lot of the junior roles are getting weeded out because a lot of the AI is able now to code generate what you want in very good, with very good results and pretty well any language. Now, the problem there is, yes, it will do a lot of work of what the junior levels would do. Will it be valid? I don't know, but the only way to is test, test, test. And that's what the mid-tier and seniors roles will be. And even at a more architect level from a software perspective. So if you apply that same logic to the world of quant and quant research, modeling research, I'm sure you can easily follow the same logic as software engineering, as how AI is impacting that on the negative side. And again, there's this comment here. It says, no need for quants. as the markets will finally be efficient. And again, if you apply the same logic of search engine optimization as another industry to follow, SEO has always been about keywords. The less keywords held by the bigger website publishers, I guess, the more edge they would have, we could say. But as more and more sites come online, fighting for those keywords and the attention of Google and the traffic that searches through Google, there only is going to be that 20-80 rule where 80% of the traffic will go into the top 20%. Again, so you apply the same logic when it comes to quants, where the efficiency of the market, so only the top 20%, sorry, the 80% will go into the top 20% of the providers that come up with these ideas and grab all that edge, trading edge, where it makes those markets more efficient, if that makes sense. Follow up comment here. Once AI starts investing in the markets, it's over for everyone. I think it's already taken place now. AI has always, or machine learning, but always been in the realms of portfolio optimization, credit checking, and that sort of thing. But for actual trading, yeah, AI will eventually get there. And I think it's already there. Absolutely, none of us will have jobs. Our models are telling us there's going to be a massive downturn in four years. It won't recover for a long time. I don't think it'll recover, period. We've actually already begun risking for this and shorting all different sectors, starting from health-related companies and retail supermarket. Longing F out of the video game and adult. Okay, there is a massive bubble growing, and anyone trying to go into this industry should really be paying attention to it. I'd rather suggest a park ranger or an apocalypse survivor as promising alternative careers. So it's an LMAO. There's also, so by September 28th, I should be an alternative medicine pushing apocalyptic survivor with Chinese gotcha in development. Got it. So this is all done in humor. And that's the fun thing about Reddit. Another one says, I understand the part what the model says downturn in 4.35 years. I have similar time frame using an ensemble models of various latest state of the art ML techniques, but my model predicts as a result of the downturn to go short, as quants have a heavy user of such industries. When the machine is running in the background and a downturn, such industry leaves them to go back to being delivery drivers, which mean less idle time for such internet usage. Okay, so you can just, I'll leave a link here for the Reddit. Skills are highly transferable, so it doesn't matter. They say quant is the future. I don't know. I mean, the concept of quant, yes, will be the future of many things. It's where a lot of the algos that you hear about in across many industries come from anyway. We're getting a large amount of questions related to choosing master's degrees at the moment, who are approving education posts on a case-by-case basis. Oh, so this is the auto moderator. Yeah, I think what this person says is the way to go. Simple answer, AI. I've already addressed that. AI is going to do wonders for certain people, a small few, and just really, if you're not able to adapt and benefit from it, you will be challenged. Banks will take over the hedge funds and quants at boutique brokers will be the only ones making money, while quants at HFs, high frequency, will suck and get fired. Yeah. Well, it'll be the computers that'll take over anyways. So the guy says, can you please explain? I want to know why you think so. I'm just a novice trying to understand. Regulation post 2008 limit banks so much. That's why you might hear that quant trading jobs at BBS have become much more boring, as it's now largely model validation. Yeah, that's true. In the back room, just checking on the models, make sure they're valid. I'm so glad that everybody despises model validation so I can get one of these jobs easily when I was getting auto rejected by every other job. I don't think model validation would be the first one to get replaced. Probably already could be. It's definitely an underrated job given job security and pay along with lower barriers to entry. Somewhat true as well. As I said, that's the end of that. If you want to know more, go to quantlabs.net/trading. Sorry, quantlabs.net/book for free tech books and stuff. We also got our Discord as well. So you can go there, and we're posting quite a bit on TradingView. Over and out. Thanks. Bye.